When it's cold outside and you're a fisherman, one thing you can think about is going ice fishing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I've had a few conversations with a very knowledgeable guy regarding ice fishing, Sportsman's Warehouse Sales Associate Marcus Williams. One of the things that's so nifty about ice fishing is that you can get a lot of trout. And I mean trout you can keep, as in rainbows, by ice fishing in the winter. I started my conversation with Marcus by asking a kind of a tongue-in-cheek question that led to some interesting information.
If you're ice fishing, my guess is you're not fly fishing.
That's correct. Mostly they use a very short rod. 22, 24-inch rods are not uncommon. Some guys go even shorter than that. And very lightweight, very compact packages, rod-reel combos. The reason for that mostly is it's hard to fish through a hole in the ice with a long rod and land a fish properly without cutting your line against the ice. But they use a very short package that they can just stand over the hole and jig their worm and marshmallow. But there's also other ways, little jig heads tipped with a maggot. There's really a lot of different things that guys do. Mealworms, some guys use something called a waxy. There really are a few different ways to go. The jig and wrap, it's just a lure by itself that you jig, and there's other ways to do it. You're literally just sitting over one spot, try it there, and if you don't have success, then you drill another hole and move around until you have success. You can put out five setups and you have five different holes going all at once.
Remember, bundle up. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.